and welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The new Kentucky Farm Bureau lead class includes a diverse group of 15 individuals representing all parts of the state. Farm Bureau's Jackson Toll and Matt Ingram partnered to facilitate the class, with Toll noting the class includes a couple of farmers and some agriculture educators.
We have a gentleman from Meade County, Mr. Adam Benham. He's from down at Brandenburg area. He farms himself, and he also works for a farmer down in that area. So we have a young lady from Knox County. She's an agriculture educator. She is also one of two agriculture educators that we have. Our other one is Miss Tara Pig from over in Clark County.
Toll says other class members include extension agents and farm lenders.
Miss Kelsey Chadwick is one, and then also Miss April Wilhoit. Kelsey is from down at Murray, Kentucky, and April's over at Bath County. We have a couple gentlemen that are, they work with local lending institutions or banks, Mr. Mark Diehouse, Brandon Ferguson. And then we have one gentleman that's a full-time farmer, Mr. Brad Hine, who's been involved with Farm Bureau quite a bit. He was in our Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest.
He adds the seed business is also well represented.
Several seed consultants, seed sales reps from Nelson County, Mr. P.J. Milburn, and then we have Mr. Kurt Webster. He's a seed salesman from up in Grant County.
We'll meet more members of the 2019 lead class in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk, when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway, where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Lead facilitator Jackson Toll says a new class also includes some local government representatives.
Sarah Beth Guffey from down in Clinton County, and also just individuals involved in their counties. Miss Erica Taylor Reynolds, she's from over at Johnson County. About as far east you can go. Mr. Brad Swanky from Boone County is involved in the Covington city government. He's in charge of all the city maintenance of parks and everything like that.
He adds the latest class that began meeting in January is a diverse group of leaders.
It's a very diversified group. Like I said, several educators. You know, they may not be full-time farmers, but they are involved in the agriculture industry and also involved with farming outside of their public jobs.
We'll learn about some of the activities in the new lead class on tomorrow's program. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.